Hello, everyone, and welcome to our latest exit interview for Big Brother Canada 6. I am Taryn Armstrong, and I will be speaking with the latest member of our Big Brother Canada 6 jury. So here was my conversation with Maddie.
Hi, Taryn. How are you?
Hello.
Hi. I am such a big fan of yours. This is so exciting.
Thank you.
I had your extended podcast interview with Netta downloaded and brought with me to finals for this process. So this is a very, very exciting moment for me.
Well, thank you so much.
No problem.
How do you feel about the game that you played this season?
I think overall I feel good and proud of the game that I have played this season. Of course, watching it back will be an experience in itself. But I think overall to get to Final Five, especially now that I know what it's like as a player, is no joke. So I think I can't say that.
Do you have any regrets in the game?
I can't say I have regrets of how I've played. I'm sure I'll watch it over and wish I could do it all again. But for now, I feel good about the game I've played. Retrospectively, I will eventually come up with a handful. I don't think that this is the type of thing that you can get too deep into your regrets. I think that I promised a lot of aggression and a lot of, bold things that in the end I felt more comfortable with patience and a little bit more of a withholding of how I felt. So I think in the end, if I do have a quote unquote regret, it'll be along those lines. But at the same time, getting to fifth place, I feel like I did okay. So.
Are you harboring any bad feelings about any of the players left in the house?
Yeah, I'd be lying if I said I didn't have any negative feelings. It's a very intense game to play, so I would like to say that I don't, and it's just going to be a fresh, clean slate. But I'm frustrated with Kayla for not cutting Derek. I'm jealous of all of them and all that stuff. So there's quote-unquote bad feelings, I guess. But overall, I'll try to make an unbiased decision when it comes to the time.
Yeah, so what is going to be your philosophy as a juror?
As a juror, I know it's hard to believe considering how emotionally I played this game, but as a juror, I want to be sensible. I'd like to hear out the jury. I'd like to consider my own observations and speculations, and I'd love to know what happened in that Final Four to Final Three to Final Two transition. So I'd like to be a sensible juror who takes it all into consideration.
Okay, I want you to do something for me. I want you to rank the remaining house guests from who you're most likely to vote for to who you're least likely to vote for.
Oh, no. Okay.
This is just right now.
Yes, just right now, sitting here. Okay. I am most likely to vote for Derek. I am second most likely. Oh, no. I'm second most likely to vote for Kayla. I'm third most likely to vote for Paris. And unfortunately, fourth, I will vote for Will. But things can change. This is just of what I know so far of this game.
Can you expand a little on the reasoning for those picks?
Of course, yeah. So even though I have said and still stand by the fact that competition wins are not a necessity for a win, but it helps. A resume is a resume regardless of what composes it. So I feel like with Derek, I think he's been a little bit more well-rounded of a player than Kayla, as he actually, to use his own words in his favor, he hasn't put his foot in his mouth as much as she has, which in Big Brother is a very difficult thing to do. So I think that with competition wins, social game, hiding behind a player like Kayla and doing a good job on his own, I feel like Derek has the most well-rounded game. Second off, Kayla has she's been all over the place. I do feel like she has a very self-centered view of her game and does not credit others as much as I would like a winner to, because it takes a village to win this game. And I think that overall, comparatively, she goes kind of hand in hand with Paris's game, but she does have a little bit more influence over the sequence of this game. So maybe that would edge her into a win above Paris for me anyway. And then that transitions us into Paris in my my third place vote, I guess. She's played a spectacular social game under the radar. It's just been more defensive than offensive than Kayla. I've said before that a defensive game is not necessarily a losing game. However, if you were to look, down the ladder, it would, I think, be just a bit of a tougher sell for her to market her own game versus Kayla's. And then when it comes to Will, he has been hand in hand for Paris with a lot of her kind of social navigation. I just don't know if he's had as much influence as he feels he has. If he's able to present his, his game story in a favorable way, it's not impossible. But I just think overall, compared to the people left in the house, he hasn't got quite the same winning case.
All right. So How open are you to hearing other perspectives in the jury house? Once you get there, people are going to have different opinions. What are you, how open are you to hearing those out?
Of course I'm open. I have always tried to take my own opinion and my own gut feeling about something as first and foremost, but it's not a game that, you know, you play with blinders on. People have had separate experiences and together we choose a winner. It's not as if it's going to come down to just, hey, Maddie, what do you think? Like, it'll be for all of us. So I think it's important to listen to their angles of the game. It's also important to consider that I made it to Final Five and had a little bit more time in the house with these people. So their perception of how things went down will influence me in only sort of an informative way. I'm open to hearing what they're going to say, but in the end, I think it'll be my own conclusion that I end up voting with.
So what was your game plan if you had stayed in the house? Who are you going to take to the end of the game if you had your pick?
I was going to take Will to the end if I had my pick. Just even based on the ranking that we just talked about, I feel like overall the structure of my game and the way I could have potentially sort of shown it to the house guests would have been a little bit more win-worthy, I'd suppose. It's not to discount his game. It's, he's made it further, so he's playing a great game, of course. But I think in the end, I would have been able to sneak a win in over Will.
Okay, last question here. What have you learned about yourself from playing this game?
I love that question. What have I learned about myself? Well, I came in kind of guns blazing saying I'm going to be cold as ice and, you know, all of these people don't matter and all of these things and let me have Canada wave torches and pitchforks at me as I walk out the door. All of those things I really did genuinely feel were true, but I learned that in the end I play a lot, I feel a lot more with my heart than I thought I would. I learned that I am much more emotional than I anticipated. Of course, it is a pressure cooker environment and it brings out, you know, sides of you that you never expected. So I learned that I'm a little bit more, a little squishier than I thought I was. I did also learn that when the times get tough, I still remain kind of independent and strong-minded, which was really wonderful to find out in an environment like that. So I still remain just as confident, but now a little softened, I think, than I thought I was before.
All right. Thank you so much, Maddie, for talking to me.
No problem, Taryn. It was my pleasure.
All right. We'll see you later then.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And there you go. That was Maddie. That was so nice of Maddie. She's so nice to me. You know, I take my role as an interviewer of the jury very seriously. I do not want to influence them in any way whatsoever. I very much have to stick to my script, which sometimes makes me feel like an extra robot. I was very touched by what Maddie said. So, thank you to Maddie. If you're listening back, I was genuinely touched. Very interesting answers from Maddie. I was not expecting her to say that she was willing to vote for Kayla, not only over Will, but over Paris. I was certain that she was going to pick either Paris or Will over the showmans. But not only would she vote for Derek over Paris and Will, but she would also vote Kayla over Paris and Will. I think a lot of people have been pretty hard on Maddie in terms of, how she might vote in the finals, but that was very impressive to me. Who knows if she'll be impressed by Paris's HOH win here, and maybe that tips her another way. But for the most part here, very interesting to see Maddie's choices going into the jury house. I know that most of the people I've talked to now have been talking about how they would vote for Kayla over Derek, but Maddie is saying that she feels like she has a good grasp of their games. She's been in the house a little bit longer than the jury that's in the jury house right now, so she feels like maybe she has some perspective to offer them. It'll be interesting to see if she could possibly persuade them to go for Derek over Kayla. My guess is no. But interesting nonetheless. However, I think the main headline here is that without Maddie's full support, I don't think it's possible for Paris or Will to win this game unless they are sitting next to each other. That's something that we've been talking about for a long time, the fact that Paris or Will do have a chance just because they were part of that trio and there may be some bitter feelings toward the showmans. But based on this conversation, and things can change, it does look like they are going to have a really rough time of it if they are not sitting next to each other. So very interesting stuff So we've got our season finale coverage. We're in the final stretch here. Live feed update tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. We'll probably have another final live feed update on Sunday morning to recap anything that we saw on Saturday. And then what we're going to do with the live feed updates is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We are going to do what we did on Big Brother 19, which is go over in fine detail each member of the final four and recap their entire games from start to potentially finish, and go over their chances of winning, how well they've played, what their mistakes were, what their strengths were, so on and so forth. So each day is going to be a different member of the final four that we're going to go in depth on. So that will be a lot of fun. I hope you guys enjoy that. Of course, Monday night, Rob will be live after the episode to recap everything going on there. And of course, the finale Thursday night, we will be live recapping everything that goes down. We'll talk about the winner. It'll be great. It'll be wonderful. So check all of that out. Lots of great stuff headed your way. Of course, check out my Taryn Show episode that Maddie mentioned. She talked about the Taryn Show. The one with Netta, still one of my favorites. But I also recently talked to another one of my favorite people, Peely from Big Brother Canada. She talked about her relationship with Kevin, her origin story from Mexico. Lots of great stuff on the Taryn Show with Peely. So check that one out as well. And I'm excited, guys. We're heading into the final stretch. Thanks for joining me. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at ArmstrongTaryn for all the updates and notifications that you need for all of this great coverage. And thank you so much for joining me. I will see you next time.